Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Tuesday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, tasked with the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. A sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit is the gift of speaking in tongues. The Bible teaches us that you are spiritually charged and built up when you speak in tongues. A Christian can move into the realm of the Spirit at any time and develop their inner man by praying in the Spirit. In today's message, Bishop Dag will teach you why it is a necessity for every Christian to develop this all-important gift. After today's message, I believe you will not underestimate the value of speaking in tongues.
Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for bringing us together to service this morning. We ask you for your grace. Help us, Lord, to do what is right, to receive your word. Open our hearts. Let the words of this book not be sealed up before us this morning, but let our hearts be open to receive of you. We thank you for your blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. How many are enjoying the Hamatan? It's a blessing. Supernatural air conditioner. All right. When it's hot, we complain. When it's cold, we complain. God doesn't know which one we want. When it rains, we say the rain is too much. Our roofs are leaking. And he reduces the rain and gives us Hamatan, and we also complain. Forgive. Right. Today I want to share with you about supernatural help. And I want you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now, the supernatural help, I believe we need the help of God to obey the will of God. Amen. All right. Are you there? Okay. Thank God, even if there was no heaven, he came along, brought us the light. Even if there are no fountains of water, hallelujah. Amen. Even if there are no streets of gold, no angels, thank God that he came along, brought us the light. It's been a better life serving the Lord. Amen. Now, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to his disciples, "Pray lest you enter into temptation." In other words, the prayer was going to help the disciples to overcome temptation. In other words, the prayer was going to help the disciples to do what was right. Okay? Do you know that it is difficult to do what is right? Huh? And do you know that it is almost impossible to do what is right? Right? Because if you remember in Mark 10, I'll read, don't bother to open, I'll just read it to you. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. And Jesus answered again and said, "Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God." Then verse 25, he says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" Who then can be saved? In other words, who can obey the will of God? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Hallelujah. Amen. So, you realize that this verse is used for miracle sermons. Right? When somebody's preaching a miracle sermon, he uses this verse that with God all things are possible. It's like a miracle is going to happen. But I want to say that in your daily life, you know, with God, it's possible. When God is involved, things that are not possible are possible. Hallelujah. And this example he was giving was about being saved. And the disciples were asking, who can be saved? Who then can be saved? In other words, who can really obey the word of God? Because if you are talking about riches, who has riches? Let me tell you, relative to even people who lived earlier, 10 years, 20 years earlier than we are very rich. When I see the students in the university today, all of them have mobile phones, cars, fridges, microwaves, carpets, DVDs, air conditioners in their rooms. I mean, in our day, it was unheard of. Nobody had a car. But today, so many people have cars. So relatively, we are relatively rich. And we are, those of us in Accra, are richer than those in the rural areas. Because in one time we were preparing for some crusades at the in the Afram Plains, and one brother who had been there told me that when he went there once and he gave them 10,000 for something, they refused it because they had not seen it before. They don't use 10,000 there, 20,000 and so on. They use smaller 1,000 and 500 cedis and 100 cedis and 50 pesos. And I remember when I was in Suhum, that's where we were using 50 cedis. It was something that was really used. So here we don't use it much. Are you with me? So ladies and gentlemen, relative to a whole lot of people, we are rich. And because we have missionaries in different countries, and by the grace of God, I have been to many other countries now in Africa. Last year I was in Tanzania, I was in Ethiopia, I was in Kenya, I was in Uganda, I was in, Zambia, all these African countries. And when you go there, you realize that Ghana is a very rich country. I was in Togo. I've been to Nigeria. You get it? I've driven through all these places. I drove from Kenya to Uganda. And I was not in the city. I was not staying in hotels from airport to hotel. I've been driving through the towns and the rural areas. And that's when I saw that Ghana is quite a developed country. In fact, Africa is similar, actually. But we are not bad. So if you don't take care, you realize that this scripture applies to you, that how can you then be saved? Because relatively, you are a rich person. Are you listening to me? So you realize that the will of God is very difficult, or shall I say impossible. Now people look at me and now you are used to me being a medical doctor, having been in the ministry. There are more people these days who have come along into the ministry. We have our Dr. Ntefu, who left his clinic, his hospital actually, forsook it and came into the ministry. And other people working in certain rich places and where they earn thousands of dollars and so on, people coming from abroad, coming around to work. And many of you look at them and say, how can you do something like that? You see, but to those of us who have taken such steps, it's very possible. It does not attract me to go to America to go and earn $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month. It is not attractive to me. And you ask yourself, to most of us, it's attractive. So how come it's not attractive to me, but it's attractive to you? It's God. It's not that I'm made not to like something, but God's power has made what is impossible possible for me. He says, who then can be saved? It's a question which should be generalized. Who then can obey the word of God? Who can stay without having sex if you are not married? If you meet a young, handsome man or a pretty lady at age of 18, 20, and she says she's a virgin or she doesn't have sex, you say, I don't believe, isn't it? Because the natural, normal thing is that they are doing it. So who then can be saved? Those who God helps. For with God, it is so possible that you will be amazed that it was impossible before. Wow. How many understand what I'm talking about? So whatever God wants you to do, honestly, the true word and will of God is often impossible or very difficult for most of us to do. Who can pray for a long time? You see somebody and he's praying for a long time. I said, how can I pray for a long time? How can I read my Bible? I don't understand my Bible when I read it. How can I be a good Christian? How can I be genuine? I'm doing business. How can I stop telling lies? Can I do a business without selling alcohol, without doing wrong things and telling lies and being crooked? Can I be a very rich person without cheating people? Most of the time, you can't. Most big businesses cheat. Most rich people cheat people. It's true. Most rich people cheat people. You go to certain supermarkets in town, you find some of the most disgruntled workers. And when they get a chance, in restaurants and all these jobs, when they get a chance, they will do harm to the business. Because the boss is harming them and they also harm him if they get a chance. So who then can be saved? I want to say those who, by the help of God, right, have the help of God, or those who have the help of God, can obey the word of God. You can. It's possible. Not by your own power, but by the grace of God. What looked impossible will become so easy. You know, I was talking to one of our pastors, Pastor Teffel. He sold his hospital, or he gave it away and so on to come into the ministry. And he gave a testimony at a camp meeting. He said, if it is only for one day that I was able to come full time in the ministry, I am thankful to God. And he said when he left the place, something occurred at the hospital. And then he said he went further and bought something for the person who had the hospital, who had taken it from him. He said because he saw the person as a deliverer. I mean, somebody who has a business which has made him rich. He saw the person who came to take it away from him as a deliverer. Because he had been talking about trying to come into the ministry for years, but he was not able to free himself. But you ask yourself, how can it be that you see something that was earning you a lot of money being taken away from you as a deliverance? Only with God. Or only with a certain presence of God on your life can such an idea even enter your mind. I didn't tell him that. And it's not only him, but several other people. I see them living from here to here. Recently, we had a lawyer living in England, Nottingham, living a firm. In fact, I have two lawyers like that. One of them was living, he had his own firm, his own house. He was employing people, a lawyer. He goes to court and he's left it. And you see how he's trying to leave it. And I sort of tried to say, look, just leave. He said, no, Bishop, my life. I don't know what else I'll do with my life. I want the rest of my life to be for God. I said, it's not a natural thing. But with God, it's so easy. Because honestly, as I'm in the ministry, I'm not tempted by your job. I don't see you at work and say, oh, I wish I could come there. No, I don't have that feeling. I'm so grateful every day. Sometimes when I go, I just kneel down and I say, thank you, Lord. In fact, my favorite prayer these days is thank you for the opportunity. I see myself in the ministry as somebody who's been given an opportunity. It's just an opportunity to work, and to do something for Jesus. But how come you find it difficult to have that mind? Or it does not even occur to you? I want to say that what I am doing is not because I am inherently that way, made that way. No. It is impossible to me also. But with God, it became so possible. And I see God going to help you this year. All the things you could, some of you drinking. You can't imagine not drinking beer. But this year, with God, you look at the beer and say, is this thing which used to hold me? One brother said, when I see another man, I am so attracted. I feel an edge. Hey. He said, I don't feel that edge towards women. I feel it towards another man. Mercy. How can such a person be free? With God. It is possible. And I see God helping you this year. So what I'm preaching about is to try, I'm trying to show you how you can incorporate or get God's help into your life in a supernatural way. How many want the supernatural help of God? All right. Now, the supernatural way by which you're going to get God's help is through speaking in tongues. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I'm going to show you right there. Enjoy the cool breeze. Sometimes you come to church, it's too hot. Now it's too cold. And it's dry. Sometimes it's so humid. You're always sweating. But now you can jump and dance without feeling cold, without feeling hot. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Amen. Right. Now, this is a general instruction to all of us. Follow after love or charity. Okay. The chapter before was about charity or love. Now, he's saying, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. Amen. Amen. Now, unfortunately, now how do you create a desire? How do you desire? Because he's sort of instructing you to desire. How do you create a desire? Now, we create desires by talking about something. Now, Kenneth Hagin was preaching about this particular scripture some years ago. I was listening to him on the tape. And he was saying that there were times he would go to certain churches and the spiritual gifts would operate powerfully, supernaturally. And he said he would go to other churches and there would be very little supernatural manifestations, word of knowledge. You know, he used to have this fantastic word of knowledge. When he lays hands on you, enter in a cloud, see a demon sitting on your shoulder, see things, word of knowledge, all kinds of things, you know. And he said that in certain churches, these things didn't happen. And in certain churches, they happen. And he said he used to pray about it. Lord, why does it happen here and it doesn't happen here? Then he decided to fast and to see whether the spiritual gifts would come when he fasted. So he said he fasted and he prayed extra, but the spiritual gifts still didn't come. They didn't manifest in the church. And he said sometimes the church that he went to would be a very nice church, good church, and the pastor would give him an extra honorarium. That's showing that it's like they really appreciated him. But still, the gifts didn't operate in that particular church. So he would pray and he was wondering, what is it that makes the gifts happen or manifest in a particular church or in a particular place? And then the Lord showed him this scripture and showed him that where the people have a desire, the gifts operate. Because the first thing he's telling you about the gifts is desire the gifts. In fact, Benny Hinn recently was talking about hunger. He said the greatest thing that causes the power of God to operate is hunger. He talked about when he went to the Philippines, he said the hunger. That's why he's doing fewer crusades in America and doing more crusades outside. Because when he goes outside, he senses more of a hunger. And I also sense more hunger in the people, you see, who are further away from Accra. That's why I'm trying to go further and further away. Now, the Bible says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Are you there? So, spiritual hunger or hunger for righteousness and thirst. Somebody who has a craving. You know, food, how you desire food when you are fasting. You know, women don't cook when they are not married sometimes. Or if your husband travels, you don't even bother to cook.
You sort of don't produce. But when you've got a hungry person around, your anointing to cook comes. The gift of cooking is stirred up. You make the, what is the green soup called? A bunubunu. You make one for him. You make him a, what else? Okro soup. You make it. But if he were not there, you may have made Milo and biscuit or Milo and bread and you sleep. But now that the hunger, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after a bunubunu, they shall be filled. So the hunger is in one person, but it stirs the gift in another. The giver is encouraged by the presence of a hungry person. So when you are in the church and you are hungry for a gift, for word of knowledge, for miracles, for supernatural things, it happens. And this is what Papa Hagen discovered. And this is what Benny Hinn has also discovered. That the further you go, where there are hungry people, you find the power and the miracles are amazing. I tell you, even in Ghana, the further we have gone to the more deprived areas, we have seen more miracles, more power. Hallelujah. So he's telling you to desire. Now, how do you stir up a desire? You stir up a desire by talking about something. How many realize something when you talk about food? You start to think about the food. So, yeah. The other day I was with Bishop Saki and he said he was going somewhere to eat. And immediately, my hunger and desire for the same food that he was going to eat was stirred up. And I took my phone and I called my wife. And I said, baby, let's go to where Bishop Saki is going to eat. I want to eat what he's going to eat. What do you think? Because when you talk about something, it stirs it up. And some of you never talk about it. When you talk about politics, your interest in politics is stirred up. Ooh. When you talk about sex, because sometimes our marriage counseling, those of you who've been married, we have post-marital sessions. We want you to come. We're just going to talk about sex to stir up the passion and to stir up some strength, because some of you are too old, too young. You are too young and you have become old in the stir up the fire. Just to talk about it. By the time we finish talking about it, when you go home, you say, look, this is what they said we should do. Let's do it. What do you think? So desire spiritual gifts. Lift your hand and say, Lord, touch my heart with a desire for spiritual gifts. Amen. And so sometimes just preaching about these spiritual gifts or listening to tapes and preaching about these spiritual gifts stirs up the interest. All right? Now, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Wow. No man understandeth him, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, In the spirit, amen. In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now, this is one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. This part of this particular verse, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. When you speak in tongues, no man, and is that Auntie Trudy? Hey, it's great to see you. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. When you speak in tongues, you are not speaking to men. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to God. Kadolas meridos pelida maman balados. I am not talking to. Now you do not understand, for no man understandeth him. You do not understand me. Now you see, most of us want to be understood. We want to be praised. We want people to think we are good. We are normal. We are sensible. Are you there? And you see, as I'm preaching in my tongues, it's going to stir up your interest in speaking in tongues. Yeah, I'm stirring up the desire. Now, no one understands you. But, you see, the but is the great thing. No one can praise you. No one can understand you. No one can listen to you. No one can enjoy you. Okay? But you see, some of us want to be enjoyed. We want to be entertaining company. We want to be admired, celebrated. We want to be praised. Even we want ourselves to praise ourselves. Even in private, we want to be understood, want to understand ourselves. But you need to, you see, God, you cannot understand God. Oh, yes. Let me just take a little diversion here. This is not part of the mess, but I just... Sometimes when you are eating, you have a drink, isn't it? And then you come back. You know, I was telling Bishop Saki the other day that demons may actually be shaped like animals in the spirit. It's possible that most of the animals are demons that are physical. Yeah. Because when you read the Bible, you realize that animals, when you talk about certain animals, it's like they're talking about a spirit, which is an animal. When the Bible says, oh, Babylon the Great is fallen, has become the habitation of devils and the habitation of every unclean and foul beds. And see, they are hovering, like sometimes there's a tree, there are beds there. And that's a result of fornication. Sometimes you see somebody who's been into a lot of fornication, there are some beds that are hovering around the person's existence. Satan himself is described as a serpent. You see, we have not known these categories. And he said, and they opened the bottomless pit, and out of the pit came locusts. The bottomless pit, oh. Locusts. And their sting was like a scorpion. So you are seeing animals like creatures. If the locust spirit is attacking, it's eating all your things. Finish your business, finish your money, finish your whatever, finish your marriage, finish you. You'll be alone. Like one man I know, he sits in his house with a big swimming pool and he has other houses in the area. He has neither wife nor child. He sits alone. Sometimes when you see him, he says, you know, I don't have a family, but the locusts have eaten. Poison, they said that, and the pain they shall experience will be the, like the pain of a scorpion. And even the devil is also called a dragon. So when I was looking at these things, I realized that it could be that apart from that categorization of demons that we know as principalities, powers, evils, wicked spirits in high place, there may be other categories of demons, scorpions, locusts, and scorpions cause pain. Is there something that pains you and hurts you very much in your life? It's possible that a scorpion in the spirit has pricked you. Bible says in those days they shall desire to die, but they will not die. And the dragon that Adam didn't deal with in the book of Genesis. No, the serpent that he didn't deal with. By the book of Revelation, it had become a dragon. Anyway, that's just by the way. What I'm trying to say is that there are supernatural things beyond us that are at work. You can't control them. You can't do anything about it. Some of us are born weak. We are born without strength to discipline ourselves, discipline to learn, discipline to study, discipline to sit down and read. There are powers that are at work, sometimes in your family. The way your father was, there's a spirit that is coming to make you follow the ways of your father. You need something beyond what you understand. Something beyond what you know. Something beyond what you can relate with. Because there are super higher powers that are working against us and in the system and environment. Even what I've told you about scorpions and locusts, you didn't know. You may not know that there is a scorpion in your house. from time to time, it does it.
And the pain of your life comes. What hurts you in this life begins to rise.
He says, no man understands him. But in the spirit, you see, there is a realm called the spirit. He says, in the spirit. This is why it's one of my favorite verses, because it takes you from this ordinary world where we deal with calculations, logic, thinking, analysis. You move from here. In the spirit. He said, how be it? In the spirit. You move into the spirit when you speak in tongues. It is the door to the spirit. Speaking in tongues is the door to operating in the realm of the spirit. Some of you are so natural, you need to move from this. You see, not everything in this world goes by logic, by step progression. Not everything in this world goes the way you think it will go. It doesn't go the textbook way. Go and ask all those who did revolutions, all the socialists and the communists in Ghana, the revolutions and things they've done, whether it went according to the books that they taught from. It doesn't work that way. Marriage doesn't go the way you think it will go. There are higher powers at work. So you play around as a Christian. God give you a gift. People are doing juju. Even in Accra, there are some people who like juju. It's part of their culture. Even when they become Christians, the juju mentality is in their minds. You play. You sit down. He says, but however. It's nonsense. Yes, I agree. It's rabbit. Oh, yeah. It's nonsense. What is mama? It's nonsense. Yes. Keep laughing. You keep laughing at me. However, how be it? However, out there in the realm that things are designed and where things are controlled from, where things are determined, where things are planned, where decisions are taken, where things happen before they happen here, in that realm, he's speaking mystery. There is a place where the salvation of your husband will be determined. There is a place where the spirituality of your wife will be determined. There is a place where the salvation of your child will be determined. There is a place where the day you die and the day you live will be determined. There is a place where your prosperity is determined. Look, all riches does not come from God. Satan told Jesus, bow down. You see all this and all the glory, it's mine. It was delivered unto me and I will give it to you. There is a realm from where riches are determined. There are many riches which are determined by the devil with his strings attached. There is a place where even when somebody is spiritual, is determined. The ability to serve God, the ability to do what you are finding so difficult to do. There is a place where those things are determined. It's not. It's not in a school here in Ghana. It's not found in any physical place. It's not found in Shell, shop, or mobile. It's not found at the market. It's not found in your house. It's not found in your wardrobe. It's not found in the bank. It's found in the realm which God has suddenly given you a supernatural ability to make contact with that realm, and not just mildly make contact, but to speak mysterious things. And you see the Christians with the gift. You don't use it. You don't use it. I've been at places where I was once staying at a place for about 8 days. And I didn't know about certain benefits and privileges. On the last day. You know, I've preached about it before. But on the last day, I took my phone and I called the reception. I said, can we have this and that? The person said, yeah. So I said, how much is it? But I just want to know how much. I said, oh, it's free. I said, it's free. He said, it's free. Of course, sir. Said, of course, sir, it's free. So for all these days, I wanted to order twice. But it was too late. I could use it. Listen, my friend, you got it now. When you get to the heaven, there will be no need to speak in tongues. I said, this is my favorite. Let it also be one of your favorite verses. Speak in tongues. When you are dry, you see, a sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. I said, and they shall be filled with the Holy, and they were filled with the Holy, and began to speak in tongues. So even when you are in your car and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues. 1 hour, 30 minutes, and I don't understand, I sleep. Good, good, good. It sounds like Hinduism. Don't worry what it sounds like. It sounds like I'm repeating myself. Yeah, don't worry. That is it. No one understands you, but, however, in the spirit, there is a realm, oh God, I want to put my hand in that realm. You know, do you know how I see the spirit realm? Look at me, everybody. You see like this? It's like there's a cloud here. There's a cloud here. If I put my hand through, there are things there. And I can bring them out and bring them here. So I can put my hand. Feel, what is that? And I bring it out. I brought my church out of the realm of the spirit. Brought it out here. That's the church. That's the church I'm enjoying today. May God touch your heart. What you couldn't do, you see, it's impossible, but God will strengthen you. In the year 2007, things that were impossible will be possible to you. Stand to your feet, everybody. You want me to continue preaching? Let's pray in tongues for some time. Lift your hands up. Kandolomo shandala mamanda delebeke murala manare. Hola bara manande sebele de kebere. Pedele rembo. Rembele de. Rembele de. Mandelebe. Pola la mara. Mara la manda. Halala branda. Halala branda. Halala branda. Have faith. Have faith in tongues. Have faith in the spiritual language. The gift. Pondala ma karala bandala shandala baramala barandala ba baraba. Hambandala manandam balada hamadandala ba hayandololo moran belelin 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 hayarala mandololo morana mandelele belele bele hamandala lama ramalada maralada maralada shendele meke belele memendele bebe mandelele be remelede prelele menene pale reme pale reme pale reme pale reme pale reme pale reme mandele bereni korolaman peride Corolaman, Madre Keledes, Madre Keledes, Madre Keledes, Madre Keledes, Shobolada Kadada, Kedere Mede Sumba, Relemenek, Rebelemin, Kendel Berenele, Paradiliman, Amanda Liberide, Shodalaman, Merikide, Paralade, Tedebede, Sulelaba, Tedel Beride, Kandale Badeshe, Mandale Bereke Baramananda, Barelebere, Paralamanda, Remele, Merele, 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 Talala, Laborele de Bendo, Berelebede de Belenebendo. Mondele de Beren, de Relemene, de Releberen, de Belelemene, Shondana Macapara Navada, Mondele Reme, Berelemene, Securoloboro, Ah, Hadala, Talamana, Remeke, Dalamanda, Ralamanda. Oh, yes, 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 Momola, Beleni, Romona, Peledi, Releme, Deleme, Teleme, Releme, Dalama. Oh, Honaram, Baranekeda, Malanano, Sedele Mereke de Belede, Trendele Mene Machine de Lemeke Berele Menede, Oh, La Bereke de Mendo, Rolameke Belemende, Kerele Menende, Kerele Menende, Terele Menende, Perele Menende, Shendele Merende, Nekalamanan, Dalamanan, the Prelele Menende, Modeleme, Mimedelembe, Hivelede, Kularan, Credelem, Modelem, Shedelem, Madalan, Mekrede, Colomed, Cadelem, Kedelem, Torezen, Palanan, Perele, Done, Pana, Nana, Danam, Mende, Teredeke, Makadala, Tolede, Tabade, Kodele, Kemaman, Kadele, Chine, Pade, Sekete, Kanode, Kedena, Hukan, Kakama, Tuke, Kale, Kude, Kama, Kosa, Keda, Kabaka, Tokole, Kadeba, Chunde, Sata, Mando, Kita, Leba, Hukarama, Dasane, Mandalitade, Kedama, Tula, De, Dadabaka, Mando, Sita, De, La, Mika, Tande, Dera, Mandolo, Moshita, Dera, Mana, Sute, Leba, Kada, Daka, Sobele, Teda, Mama, Mama, Kababa, Dadadasa, Data, Tola, Lalabata, Katata, Tatolo, Reba, Dasha, Mada, Leysa, On the same kita dela. Oh, lift your hand and speak in the heavenly language. Kandoleme, the gift of God. Hadekika, kolo nusukata, keli kari. Raba dadasa dalibanole shimbele berede. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Dohudese, kokodese, 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 totodise, padelene, shombelelekete, toloredese. Mombrese, mombrese, scenda le berechite, le mende, bendo, l'ombre, le chete, l'ambaranda. Oh, 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 Tonde le piba, ruste telge, rende sumbe lida kete lava dove sole deve cavalara. Oh, tale leve kipo lada ramandala baba. Tolo da beride, keledere, keledere. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pobo bobo, bosho bo. Pere lede lebe buka, pare lede bula. Pele leo sobo makande. Tocolo tisande ramandolo. Fele dura, ma shitolo bobere. Prendele, sutele, ricaramandele. Glory be to God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, look at me for a moment. You know what God is trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us, have faith in tongues. Believe in it. You see, believe in what God has given you. Don't just look up to us pastors and think that we have something special to give to you. God has already given you the special thing. Make use of it. Don't depend on me as a prophet or on some prophet or whatever. Look at what powerful thing has been given to you. Something that when you start to use, you are not in the natural realm anymore. In the spirit, you suddenly operate. And God willing, next week, we want to go into how to maneuver and operate. How to operate in the spirit. To swerve in and out. Amidst the scorpions and locusts and other worms and birds and unclean birds and other things that are hovering around that we don't even know and understand. How to stay there and operate there for hours. Lift your hands and begin to speak in the heavenly language. Kando kamarara, pando sepedele mama, sando kaba, tolololo setelebe. Hallo, righteousness will be possible. Righteousness will be possible. Palinde kemerelebe, shembelede de me, kolorolo mo sindelede kebrelele menede, mandolodo, dele dondolodo, dele dondolodo, dele dondolodo, dele dirembe sperelinomzo smerikite. Ricolon soltolimerche, kirendo ho, kirendo ho, kirendo ho, kirendo ho, shile, shile, paliege, cariolo suriande, runstilembri, crindeli mamunde, kilmenigele, tulimbara malistolo, mama, have faith in the spiritual language, have faith in the tongues, have faith in the gift of God, have faith in what I've given you, says the Spirit. I have already blessed you, I've already given you a gift, I've given you help, I've given you assistance, I've given you a blessing. Kandolo mokasa, kandolo mokasa, omba babara masute, hindale mara malusandele beke maramana. Oh, la kusia, kusiata, kalo, kule babata sayanama, monde katila la maman shedele, Kira, pray, pray, pray in the spirit. God is doing something. Mandola satalama. Mandolo copolo la rabanda. Hey ba la mama shundele beke. Mira le bepende. Rebele besutala. Hibalele. Hi mandele me. Ramama sutale baba. Mando cotolo bobondo bobonde. Malore. Malore, malore, malore. Melore. Melore, 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 melore, melore. Melore, melore. Shalemare. Mane katalema. Imano satilabe. Akaya. Koloba. Malo kakala. Halo tolomo simalele. Halelolo. Male dele sikambalalama. Orolamendele merele. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen. Next week, God willing, we are going to look at how to stand up to locusts and scorpions and other things. Lift your hands right now. Father. Father, thank you for a spiritual church. Thank you for a church where we are moving into the spirit and away from things that we just understand. Thank you for an opportunity. We don't have to go to school to know this one, Lord. We can operate in the realm of the Spirit. Thank you for grace. Receive grace right now. Receive the help of God. And be encouraged in the gift of God. Determine right now to walk in the gift and the spiritual things that God has given to you. Be blessed by the hand of God. Father, thank you for your blessing. And thank you for your grace. Just begin to say thank you in the Spirit. Just thank God. Ekekela sutau de bi bresen tolos tremige creloson tolodike perahoko perakuhokolo shipeheka tesa payola de himborolo derebele shinda la manda. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Father, we thank you for your blessing. Father, we are grateful for today, for your anointing, your power, your spirit. We just want to say thank you for the gift you've given us. Lord, maybe we haven't used it much, but Lord, we are determined to use it much, to be strong with what you've given us. We want a Superman. This is what we want. We don't want to use what we have. We want to see somebody great. And let the person come and solve our problems. But it's not true, Lord. You've already blessed us. Father, we humble ourselves and we confess our sin. And we pray that you anoint us and give us grace as a church to become a spiritual church. A church where we are spiritual. And we operate in the realm of the Spirit. Thank you for your power. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye closed for a moment, maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again. You are not filled. You are not born again. When I say born again, you have not given your life to God. We are here today like that. Just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Lift it up. God bless you. God bless you. Just lift it up quickly. I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to God. Your sins. You want your sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Lift it up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see all your hands. This is your last chance. You want to lift your hand. Pastor, help me to be washed in the blood of Jesus. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Just step out here. Just come. If you've lifted your hand, just walk front here quickly. Stand right there. God bless you. Now, if you are here, quickly, just come. If you are here this morning and you are not, filled with the Spirit, you have not yet been baptized with the Holy Spirit and you don't speak in tongues. Whereas we are praying in tongues, you will say, hey, so me to when? You know when it's going to be? When is today? Today is the when. Yeah. If you are here, you are not filled with the Spirit, you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you want to say,
Pastor, pray with me. I want to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and I also want to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. Come forward also right now. This is your chance. Come. Come now. I want to pray with you. There are lots and lots of people, I know, because we were praying. You can see some people are not able to pray in the Spirit, and it's going to help you to pray. God willing, listen, I'm preaching here for just a few weeks. I believe next Sunday and maybe the Sunday after, I'm not sure. But so I'm just doing this because I really feel that it's very important for us to receive the Holy Spirit and supernaturally rise. Oh, many things you couldn't. Some of you can't even pay tithe. You wonder, how does somebody pay tithe? Say, God, you see, God can help you. Tithe, you will not even think about it again. It will be so much a part of you. You will never calculate with it. But when God does not help you, you can't. You see it as giving away your life. Come. You want to receive the Holy Spirit? Oh, is that all? Are there no, or you are feeling shy? Tell the person next to you, but you were not speaking in tongues. I saw that you were not speaking in tongues and you are not filled with the Holy Spirit and you are still standing there. Besiyemko, is that how they say it? Come and let's go. All right. Okay, let's pray with all these people now. Let's pray. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to be saved. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Please cleanse me in the blood of Jesus from all my sins and from all my wicked ways. From today, I give my life, I give my heart, I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Please wash me. Please cleanse me in the blood of Jesus. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus. Thank you, Father, for saving me today. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.